Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Some have warned that the tariffs to be announced this afternoon in the Rose Garden in Washington, D.C. could be a bigger financial calamity than the great financial crisis of 2008. Others have called for cool heads and for the EU to respond very carefully to whatever tariffs are announced. Either way, change is on its way to world trade patterns and investment, and Ireland could be disproportionately impacted. Michael O'Sullivan is a director of Unio Wealth Managers and the author of The Levelling: What's Next for Globalisation. Good morning, Mike.
Joe, very good morning to you.
Mike, how much is today about putting on a show for Donald Trump, and how much of it is truly ideological for him?
It's a bit of both, Joe. Today will be very medieval, very courtly. So President Trump effectively is going to sanction the economies of the world and then summon them. I expect that there'll be quite a period of negotiation after the tariffs are announced today. And the fact that it's been pre-announced as Liberation Day is really done for American public opinion. It is ideological in the sense that there is a consistency across the Trump administration that America needs to have better trade relations. Unfortunately, there's also a consensus that tariffs is the way to do this, which I think we've seen already is not optimal for the world economy, for America, and certainly for Europe. I think the media and perhaps politicians across Ireland and Europe are perhaps a little bit too much focus on the event, on the day, and much less so on the process and also on the degree to which commercial and trade relationships are going to change. I mean, this is the end of a 30 or 40 year period for Ireland in particular as one of the most globalized economies. So we have to think more, I think, about the next 5 years than the next 5-10 hours.
And would you say it could be as calamitous as the financial crisis from whatever 16 years ago?
No, it'll be quite different, Joe. This is a trend change, a tectonic change. The financial crisis was quite different in that there was a huge amount of market volatility. I think it is, first of all, from an investment point of view, it's very, very germane because we started this year with American equities, for example, being 70% of the world market, the dollar the most overvalued in 40 years. So I think for investors and for the world financial system, we're probably going to see investors move out of dollar assets, I would say in a slow, steady, but long-term fashion. Then in terms of the economic effect, particularly as it affects Ireland, I think a lot of the pharma companies, specifically in Ireland, are their businesses are very sticky, so they're deeply embedded in the economy. Very hard to root them out, and I don't think any of them want to leave Ireland. I think the issue for Ireland really is maybe threefold. Where do we get foreign direct investment from in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years? Given that the stance of America is changing, where do we stand on industries of the future, which will be things like quantum defense is going to be a big issue in Europe, which will require a different labor force, more engineers. We'll have to change our universities, for example. And then I think the final lesson for Ireland, we've always sort of pretended that we're sort of, an American ally, but also a European country. Now we're going to be forced to choose sides. And we're firmly, I think, now in the European camp, and that will necessitate, I think, a lot of changes in Irish politics.
What about the unintended consequences of this? Because it is a huge change in global trade policy. What could happen that Trump and the EU aren't necessarily thinking about? For example, could China end up dumping their products in Europe, and that could cause major ructions with China? Or could the EU start trading far more with China?
So I think, Joe, we're into what economists would call kind of a game theory period where the strategic relations between countries are changing and they're trying to figure out their opponents. I actually think that what will happen is you will have more collaboration between countries that trade with America. So already Canada and Europe are becoming closer. Already, it looks like Japan, South Korea, China are beginning to have talks on their collective stance on trade.
Unthinkable a few years ago.
Unthinkable, even 2 months ago. And so the relations are changing very, very quickly. One region I think that will benefit from all of this is the very, very broad Middle Eastern region, from the Emirates to India to Saudi. And eventually that will become a big open trade zone. I think the other unintended consequence will be a recession in the US. And at Unia, one of the things we're focused on is the reporting season of American companies, which will start in about 2 weeks' time. And I think you're going to see some of them really, really suffer as consumers switch away from American goods, but also as many companies just hold off investing because of the extreme uncertainty.
Yeah, that's a good, very good point, that the threat of tariffs is already preventing investment on either side of the Atlantic.
It is, and there's a bunch of economists, Joe, in the States who have this policy uncertainty index, and I won't try and describe it, but it's the highest it's ever been, I think, since the 90s, almost as high, I think, during the COVID period. And if you think about what people in big multinationals are doing, they're holding back from investing in plant in the States or perhaps in Ireland or India until they get some clarity. And I think it could be right through the summer until things cool down. And also within the Trump administration, there are quite different camps on trade. There's the Peter Navarro camp. He's a real trade hawk, really wants to punish America's trading partners. And then there's the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, who is much more moderate and who views tariffs as something to get your partners to the negotiating table.
Finally, do you think companies will wait out the Trump administration in the hope that these tariff barriers will be lifted by a new president?
I don't think they can, Joe. And from talking to people in the States in the last couple of weeks, I actually think that many people are still patient and they think, well, this is what Trump promised to do. We knew it would be chaotic, etc. And he's rewiring or remaking the economy. So the majority, I think, of people in the States are of this mind. Many of them also have a view that the Trump project could go on for 8 or 12 years, perhaps eventually with J.D. Vance at the head of it. So I suspect that relatively few will take that view.
Okay. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. That is Michael O'Sullivan, the director of Unio Wealth Managers and the author of The Leveling, What's Next After Globalization. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.